He's a fast typer, that one. Well, welcome to a very quiet newsroom. It's a lot quieter than the one we're used to at BBC Radio Cornwall in Truro. But today, as part of BBC School Report, we have come to the Brannel School newsroom. It's the latest newsroom that has just launched, and the youngsters here are all reporters for the day for BBC School Report. Now, ahead of the big day in March, they're all preparing their stories, they're researching their stories and deciding exactly what they're going to do. Now, I hate to interrupt really busy journalists here, but let's have a chat to a couple of them here. Oh, I'm going to spin my chair around. Hello, chaps. What's your name?
Lewis.
And
Elijah.
Nice to meet you, chaps. Now then, is this the first time that you have been journalists then?
Yes, it's the first time for me.
Same for me as well.
And how are you finding it so far?
I find it interesting, very interesting.
What story are you guys working on together at the moment then?
We're working on about robots taking over jobs and taking over the world eventually.
Wow. Why did you pick that story?
Because we think that robot creations are going too far because of, like, they are taking over people's jobs. And I know it probably sounds stupid that they are going to take over the world, but we have evidence of that.
Right, hey, you've already been doing your research, so obviously the internet's a great resource for doing research. What sort of places have you been looking at online to find out more about the robots and the chances of them taking over the world then?
We looked at websites like the Daily Telegraph and the Guardian and other newspapers like that.
So you've been looking at the broadsheet newspapers, and the other thing as well, I suppose, is there's some pretty crazy websites on there as well. Have you been checking out what some of the more light-hearted websites are saying?
We did that a couple of weeks ago, and that was interesting, but we didn't really get much out of it.
What about speaking to experts? Who are you hoping to talk to?
We're hoping to talk to Exeter University and get some more facts about different robots, what can do different jobs.
Well, it all sounds really interesting. Obviously, we've got a bit of time to go before the big day. Are you confident that you're going to be able to bring that story to the table with all your research and use it as part of BBC School Report Day?
Yeah, very confident.
Ah, that's what we like. Thank you very much indeed, gentlemen. Good to meet you. Good luck with your research. Right, OK, we're going to come over and talk to a couple of ladies now. I'm just wheeling around here in the newsroom. Wouldn't be able to do this normally, I'm sure. Hello, ladies. What's your name?
Maya.
Hello, nice to meet you. And
Maddie.
Excellent. Now, you two are working together on, well, nothing to do with robots. This is a completely different story. So tell me what story you're working on.
Well, we're working on what dogs really eat. So things like, well, what they don't really, you know, not like dog food or...
You're trying to find some pretty random things that dogs eat, are you?
Yeah. Yeah, we found things such as light bulbs, socks.
You're kidding. Light bulbs, really?
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
Knives.
Okay.
Needles.
So, okay, they obviously don't like the dog food that their owners are feeding them. And who are you hoping to talk to find out more about this?
Well, we're hopefully going to phone up some local vets and just ask around the community for any stories and see what other people think.
How is this going to look on the big day of BBC School Report then? Is this going to be for radio or TV or for online, a print story? What are your plans?
We're hoping to do a slideshow and have different images of dogs eating strange things and funny captions to go with these.
It all sounds really good, and you know we all love the And Finally story, so this is a great light-hearted one. Good luck with it, and let's hope that you find out some very interesting and strange things about dogs. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So they're busy working away, and we'll be able to find out on the big day itself exactly how those stories pan out.